Any mita tova, generosity, patience, kindness, anything is tova, humility. Now this is not exactly literally true. He doesn't mean it to be literally true. He means in general. Because as we all know, if you have patience for evildoers, so then patience is not a virtue. And if you show kindness to Amalek, as Shaul Amalek did, so that's not. So it's usually a bad midah. But there are always times when the Allah, the details, as the Torah Chassadik, where he goes through all the bits and says, you know, sometimes you have to pull a thing that you're getting used. Even someone like the I don't want to say the word, there's a concept of a Yigba Libadari Hashem. When it comes to when you do it, yes, I can do it. I am the man to do it. I have no right to stay in the background. I'm going to go, Chavetz Chaim talks about this in Shemir Salosh, I'm going to make the yeshiva, I'm going to organize a chesed committee, I'm going to do it, and you know, if you stay your little humble self, you would never do that. You have to be proactive. So that's where gaiva, quote unquote, it wouldn't be translated as arrogance, but it would be translated as more than self-esteem, a healthy dose of self-esteem. But that's good. So you have to know when to pull it out. Laziness is good when you're on your own. But still, you could say in general there's good dos and bad dos. Actually, the word midah comes from medida, which is to measure. So really, every midah, just measuring. And you can't go overboard. If you go overboard in kindness, let's say a person has a gemach or a chesed, and he goes overboard in that kindness, he neglects his household. Right? Or if you go overboard in... there are countless, and that's what the Ramchal's point is, countless, an infinite number of possibilities to exercise bechira and to choose what to do, and there's told, and there's hepech zekol midara, derech moshel hagavo echad min yoni hara. So he labels arrogance as bad, which is, if you translate it as arrogance, I think we could say it's always bad. Va'anova, humility, minyanei hatov, arachmanus, minyanei hatov, v'hapcha ha'achzorius, but we know that didn't work for Shaul HaMelech, and we know that you have to show achzorius there. Sometimes, you know, there's a law in the Torah for a dayan on a beis din. V'dol lo sedar barivo, he can't show rachmanus. In a din Torah, you can't show rachmanus on a poor person. So again, that would be misplaced rachmanus. Ha'histaplus v'hasimcha b'chelko, someone who's mistapek b'muach. He uses two words, very interesting, because ha'histaplus means you can deal with it. You're not resentful, and you're not angry, and you're okay with it. Simcha is already, whoa, like that's already much harder, obviously. Someach b'chelko. We talk about mistapek b'muot, which means it's enough, it's fine. I don't feel that I'm missing anything. You know, but we conflate the two ideas.